And 6:06, it is cloudy, 38 degrees in Tulsa. Sky should clear later today. It's going to be windy with a high of only 41. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa's mayor is reemphasizing the need to improve regulations over apartment complexes. Dewey Bartlett wants to see apartments similar to Fairmont Terrace, where four women were killed earlier this month, licensed by the city.
One of the basic problems, which is absentee ownership, by licensing people, licensing companies, entities that have as a business the renting of residential units inside the city of Tulsa.
The mayor made the comments on a town hall forum yesterday. Now, Deputy Police Chief Dennis Larson was also on that forum. He says progress is being made in the Fairmont Terrace homicides, and charges could be filed soon. A judge in Ofuskee orders 27-year-old Kevin Sweat to stand trial. He is accused of murdering two young girls along a county road near Waleka back in 2008. In a recorded jailhouse interview played in court yesterday, Sweat said that he had stopped his car on a rural Ofuskee County road when he saw the two girls. Sweat said he just panicked and opened fire with a .40 caliber pistol and then shot the girls again with a .22. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says an off-duty police officer shot and killed a man who had been in handcuffs by officers at a motel in Pryor. OSBI spokeswoman Jessica Brown says the Salina officer said he was returning fire when he shot Will Pernot of Tulsa. Brown says it is not clear whether Pernot was still in handcuffs or armed when he was shot. The officer was with an on-duty county deputy at the time. Leon Russell would feature prominently in the proposed Oklahoma Museum of Pop Culture. Catherine Roberts this morning has our story.
The Oklahoma Historical Society, the City of Tulsa, and others continue the push to get funding for OK Pop. They've announced a newly acquired collection of over 4,500 items related to Leon Russell's career that would be included in the museum. The artist spoke positively about OK Pop.
Well, it's a great thing. You know, I think it inspires people when people can come in a building and see things that they've seen and heard and perhaps inspired them in some way. I think it's a great thing.
The next major hurdle for the museum is approval of a bond issued by the state legislature for funding of the construction. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
It is not typically the time of year when you see gasoline prices increase much, but for the second time in recent days, the jump at the pump in Tulsa has been 10 cents a gallon. Mike Thornbrew with Quick Trip says it is unusual to see frequent hikes this time of year.
Normally is when you start seeing the increases is when you get closer into what's called the turnover period, is where refiners get out of what's called winter blend and they get ready for the summer blends, which are more expensive. So the anomaly that we've seen right now is unusual. We absolutely agree with that.
He says the Mid-Continent region has lots of supply on hand, but much of it is being shipped elsewhere. And a large refinery on the East Coast went down this week, causing an immediate jump in the price. Oklahoma's state school superintendent is asking for nearly $40 million in funding, saying the public schools in the state need the money to finish out the current fiscal year, mostly as a result of recently enacted unfunded mandates by lawmakers. Janet Barisi made her request yesterday to a joint House and Senate budget panel. Our weather forecast, a few clouds should be clearing out this morning. It'll be windy, 41 for a high today. Clear and cold tonight, 27 for an overnight low. And tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 52. National Weather Service radar is all clear, now cloudy and 38. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.